folks of Florida, y'all are, just tell you a little bit about our filming schedule. Y'all getting ready to take it on the chin.
Oh, man.
And as a state who has dealt with this the last 3 years, so far we seem to have gotten a year off.
Yeah.
Man, our thoughts and prayers are with all you guys, all the first responders, all the people down there, the linemen, everybody coming in to get y'all back to life as normal as soon as that thing gets out of there. So, and that's where our friends from the W Sauce are based out of, too. So I checked in on them. They're doing fine. You know, they used to it. I guess when you live down there, you just kind of expect it, but it still don't.
Well, this
it still don't make it no easier. This is a big one.
This is a big one.
Oh, Ian. Ian's a big one.
He ain't playing.
No, he ain't playing. And
and it's too late to get out of there, they say.
Yeah.
Well, they warned them a couple of days ago. Leave now.
Yeah, but you don't. You don't leave. No. None of them do.
Buy that plywood.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Hide it out.
How you going to leave everything you got?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so we'd be remiss without mentioning that.
We're praying for y'all.
Absolutely. And everybody up north, too, because it's going to keep rip-roaring and snorting up through through the Carolinas and everywhere else, so. Batten down the hatches, say a few prayers, and
boy, I hope Talladega don't get rained out.
You want to go fast?
I want to go fast.
That place like a vortex, too.
I had Need for Speed.
There you go.
My OB's been like, oh, you'll make it to 37 or 38 weeks. And I'm like, if you don't schedule my section, we're going to have words. I can't take it anymore.
How many weeks are you?
I'll be 35 weeks Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, there's some tricks, Martin. We can get that sucker out.
Yeah, right.
Or those suckers.
Yeah, but see, we're in that little limbo.
Oh, yeah.
She ready to get them out.
But
we ain't got nowhere to take them.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like houses.
I don't care anymore.
House
I don't care.
House is not done. Close.
Welcome.
Not done.
Welcome to parenthood.
this is it.
You're never ready for it.
Well, good.
We had Allison jumping on a trampoline to get one of hers out.
I don't know that we could get Big Mama on a trampoline.
You will pee on yourself a little if you jump on a trampoline.
Absolutely. Yeah. I pee on myself just coming down.
Yeah.
The road. A little bump.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
And a sneeze is clean up on aisle four.
Sneeze. A lot of things happen during a sneeze. Like, not just a lot of things. It freaks them out. It freaks me out.
Well, if you haven't guessed, we have a guest.
We have a guest. Oh, we have three guests.
Yeah. We have seven people in the duck call room today.
I'm a trio in this, as myself.
Well, Si was telling you, you got a glow about you.
Well, thank you.
Si, what did you say when she walked in?
Talking about how we've grown. She's grew up.
Grew up.
And grew out.
Very much out.
I
bump into things all the time. Refrigerator doors.
Yeah.
Countertops.
When was the last time you tied your shoes?
I remember it was like yesterday.
Today, and it took every breath that I had left in me.
I'd be cold and I'd snuggle up to my wife and the baby would say, no way. Bam.
Get out of here.
Exactly what they do.
I'm not kicked out of the bed.
If I sit wrong, they kick.
Hey, now if I try to snuggle up there, that's what she does. She said, no, you did this. So
he needs to stay
all
away.
Your fault.
Yeah, all my fault. Unbelievable. Well, this is probably... No, it's for sure going to be your last time on the podcast before they come. And there's a very real possibility this will be my last time on here before they come.
We might not see you for a minute, Martin.
You never know.
I finally got my gifts today. I showed up with them.
I think the biggest gift you have for is what you're wearing, though.
Well,
it is.
I knew Brittany was coming on today, so I wore my Volunteers Bill Dance hat. But also, I hate football and everything about it because I'm from Louisiana. So I'm officially asking for permission to join the Tennessee bandwagon.
Come on, buddy.
Go Vols.
See,
it got her so excited.
Sounds so good.
I'll sing Rocky Top. It's not my home, but it's my uncle's.
Hey.
It's got to count for something.
It does.
Uncle Sammy, me, you, and Brittany, we're Vols all the way.
That's the good thing about us. We'll let anybody come in.
I'm interested. Because I know you like to yell at the TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah, loud. And often. But
and I don't have control over it. I tried to contain myself.
Yeah. You're a volunteer.
It just happens.
It's in there. But
well, it is good to have all those gifts. By the way, registry. That's how Allison does.
Prime.
Yeah, you don't want to go off. Do you ever go off registry, Si, when you're buying someone a gift?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When you go off registry, you're basically saying, I know you told me what you wanted, but I don't care. I want to give you what
exactly
I want to give you. So we just click, click, click. We're done.
That registry has needs.
Absolutely.
Just
and we still haven't gotten Si's gift yet because.
Oh, hey, it'll probably just be cash, buddy.
Well,
she really wants, okay?
Well, that may be a new me. You never know. But no, Christine was like the other day, she was, what do y'all, well, I said, Christine, all our stuff's in boxes. I don't even know what we got and what we don't have. Can we unpack and then I'll let you know what we're missing? She said, well, whatever it is, it's from us. And I said,
I okay, love it.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely.
Much appreciated.
Because I was like, look, you go buy something really nice. Odds are we may already have it. So I said, let us get unpacked and settled in and we'll let you know where to go from there.
Someone said, I was thinking about getting them a stroller. And then I said, no, someone's already done that. And it's a Cadillac.
Yeah,
my
it
daddy.
Was a big. Yeah, her dad went rogue about a month after finding out and showed up with a stroller that come in 9 boxes.
He did.
How many seats are on that stroller?
2.
Well, that's good.
It came with 6 seats.
He's thanking for the football
How many family. Dogs y'all got?
Hey, no. Paul is thinking about the future. He's thinking about a football team here.
Oh.
Hey.
It's a grow with me.
Keep it to a golf team, y'all. You don't want a football team.
No.
I almost got a basketball team. I'm tired just thinking about it.
I'm done. I'm done.
We're knocking this out at like a team fishing tournament. That's where we're at.
Hey, yeah. One day.
2 fishermen and a boat captain. We're good.
Sponsored by everybody. Yeah, Duck hole. Commander, Honey Hole.
Yeah.
Sponsored them old Martin by. Boys going to tear them up.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Sponsored by.
Oh, that's good stuff.
My goodness. Hey, it's funny, though. When Brittany walked in, she looked at Si. She said, can I borrow your oxygen thing?
It looks real good.
You're welcome.
That is Si. And if you're full spirit of the man he is, said, give me about 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Hey, you can have it.
Run it.
I haven't been able to expand my lungs completely in probably 3 months.
Why not?
Don't talk to me.
She's a very small person.
Yeah, she is. I'm trying to keep it light and entertaining and laughing and fully expecting to grab my backpack this afternoon at about 3:45 and see people in 72 to whatever, 96 hours.
We'll see. I'm excited.
Me too.
But what are they weighing now? 5?
2 weeks ago. They weighed 5'3" and 4'10".
Them kids all bigger than all my kids already.
And that's just baby. That's not counting everything else that is in there. I don't even know where my organs are anymore. They're they're just pushed all the way to the back.
It's like
that's why you can't get that breath. Them lungs are like, there's too much stuff in here.
Exactly.
It's like an operation. You'd be struggling to blow a duck call right about now.
Oh, the thought of, no, there's no way.
I don't think she's headed to the blind.
You got to think about the logistics of this.
Oh, it's insane.
It is.
It really is. I look at my belly all the time and I'm like.
10 pounds of children.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, now when they move, you can see like their arm go across her belly.
Oh, no.
Because there is no more room. Like it's not, it's like. Oh, there's the pinky. There's his ring finger. There's
no.
It's wild.
The first time I did it, it freaked me out.
Yeah,
it is.
The baby kicked his foot up and looked. It's like coming out of her stomach, like you know, like the Predator in that movie.
They are straight up aliens.
Yeah,
is that okay? Or what's going on here?
When them two things, when both of them move now, you can look in her belly button and go.
It does. It goes
it's
out.
It's like a little signal.
I'm ready.
Hey.
My kids never got that big. You got 2 big old bass. I had a couple nice crappie when my kids came out.
They started flowing.
Yeah, they were like, hey, 5 pounds, time to go.
Yeah, this time.
In their defense, I cannot stop eating. It doesn't matter how much room I have. I'm forcing food.
Well, you're feeding 3 humans.
I'm so hungry. All the time.
What'd you have for breakfast? What Martin make you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I had the leftovers for dinner at like 10.
Already?
Yeah.
I made her a bowl of cereal.
Well, that's nice.
That's all she wanted this
morning. 2 cookies I have already.
Yeah, and this is not one of your normal bowls. This is the mixing bowl.
The mixing bowl.
It was a pretty good one. I said, look, I don't eat cereal, so I don't know if my proportions are right or not. I just poured stuff until the milk.
There's no portion control going on.
Nah, yeah. You don't have to. Mm-mm. You got like another couple days where you can
soak it up.
You can eat a chocolate covered grilled cheese and nobody's judging you.
That actually sounds really good.
That is disturbing. But
yeah. Actually sounds.
She on that pint of mint chocolate chip ice cream about every other night right now.
700 calories.
Girl, me too. Part of the problem. I lost like 30 pounds and now we're back up to about 15 more. So
I like it.
I'm glad Stone's not here.
I see it now. I'm popping the lid off the top of it. 700 calories.
Just
yay me.
Yeah, no bowl needed.
Yeah, she's done adopted my philosophy on them pints of ice cream. First thing you do, throw that lid in the garbage. There ain't no going back.
I ain't going to put it on. No, ain't no lid going back.
Allison bought some new fancy one with a screw top lid. I said, what was
yeah, don't pay extra for that. No, no, it's just going in the garbage, too.
Gone. Oh man.
Well, it's fun. We're at the witching hour, so to speak. We're crowding it now. So
well, Brittany's mom's here.
Yeah, Brittany's mom.
She's off camera.
Yeah.
But she, like it's go time.
Yeah.
It's all hands on deck.
She's coming to the appointment with me and
I've always wanted to go because crazy stuff happens every time. There's girls, there's twins.
It's a blast.
This is the championship game we're talking about here, people.
Yes.
Now it's on.
It's wild. It's hard to think about.
I guess I'll need to give you some context if I text you, though, because I'm bad about that.
Yeah, that's a week.
I did it again not too long ago.
Yeah, let's talk about that after the next. Let's take our first break. We'll go into that.
I started sweating when we walked down the wine aisle in Walmart yesterday.
Hey, if y'all have that baby tonight, I'll show up with some sushi and the 2 bottles of wine.
Talk dirty.
The wine was just for me. So.
Yeah, I don't know who the sushi for.
I ain't eating that.
All right. Now, she got me another day with another good text message. I don't know how.
Did you panic again?
I don't know how comfortable you are with discussing this.
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It is what it is.
Good, because I was going to discuss it whether you were here or not.
Figured so.
So I get a text. I look down. You know, everybody, you understand where we're at in pregnancy.
Nervous.
Yes.
No, not nervous, but at any moment.
At any time when I see a notification on my phone from her, I'm like, oh, boy.
Stop everything.
Yeah, here we go.
Where do I go?
And it said, I'm leaking. I just went.
I'm sorry.
I replied back, I'm going to need more.
More context.
I mean, like.
A little more information.
I give him such tires.
Yeah, like, what? Where have we sprung a leak? Because, you know, the obvious thought is, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Water broke.
But that was not the case.
No, it was coming from the.
From the top end, not the bottom end. So
food had already started to come.
Oh,
yeah. They decided to fire one of
them. Miracle of life.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it means it's time.
Yeah.
You might want to head to hospital.
I called my nurse like immediately afterwards. I was like, is this normal?
Yeah. Of course, first thing I did was found the first person who had given birth at this office and say, here, I need you to talk to Brittany, which was Angela.
Thank God.
Because I'm like, man, I don't know. Is that normal? I have no idea.
Next thing I know, she's sending me articles and like all the making me feel better. So yeah.
I looked down and said, well, I'm not. So that's a good thing. That's positive. But here we are. Yeah, it's wow.
So today I need to give you more context is what you're saying.
Just type out a full sentence.
Okay.
Well, today I'm going to ask that your mom actually be the one to communicate.
Okay. I've lost the job.
Yeah, you're out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're this is like 2 a.m. We're taking your cell phone.
Not enough details.
No, we're going to let your mom do the communication. I'm going to be sitting here ready to go, I suppose. And, we'll find out.
Your bag's packed, right?
It's as packed as it's going to get.
The name of this song is Freak Out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully they say let's schedule it for about Friday or so, but. You do whatever you need to do. You do whatever happens. I'm just talking about from the state of our house.
I broke out in a sweat brushing my teeth today.
I've been there.
Have you though?
I have. I mean, it was about 8, 9, 10 years ago, but I was there. But, you know, we share some very similar characteristics during that time. You know what I eat every day during that time?
Ice cream.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
What, do you eat every morning?
At Waffle House.
You go to Waffle House every morning?
They know me. They know my order.
Yeah. When I walk in to pick it up, they're like, oh, you here to pick up for your wife? Yep.
I can say them too. They're probably.
They're like, how are the boys?
Go.
Yeah.
They want to see them when they're born.
The fine folks at Well Road Waffle House have contributed to this a lot.
Those are going to be two strong young men.
I guarantee.
That's what they're growing up on.
Eggs, hash browns, and a waffle. It's just like Tuesday nights for you.
And I eat all of it.
Me too. Just wait till you have them. You can eat theirs.
Yeah.
I order extra for my kids. I'm like, yeah, you want the full thing? Okay, yeah. Double hash browns? Of course, man.
I'm on it.
You know you want cheese on those. Do that. That's fine. That's good.
Scattered, but smothered, and covered.
Ooh, yes. Yes, please.
So, I mean, I'm just excited.
I'm scared to death.
Are you? Why? Are you scared?
Well, yes, he's scared.
It's tricky because I'm too uncomfortable right now to be scared. I'm way too uncomfortable.
It's the Lord right there.
She,
you.
She just wants this nightmare to
I am just done.
Ready. She's ready for these kids to appear.
But yeah. If I sat and thought about it, yeah, I'm a little scared too, just because.
Well, I'm terrified.
It's two babies at one time.
They don't make you take no test or nothing before you leave there with them. They just slap you on the butt and say, get in there.
Yeah, and then when they turn 10 and you're like, yeah, I wouldn't have passed that test anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. I don't know. There's, you know, they all say, you know, we probably got a week, or even if it happened today, we'd have a week or a week and a half probably before we brought them home because they're technically premature or whatever. And in high risk, but I'm like, you know what? As big as these rascals are, I don't know that we're not overachieving. And in 48 hours, they're going to say good luck. And I'm like, oh boy.
No instructions given. Not there yet.
I'm not mentally there. And I don't know that I can get there in 48 hours, but I can get a lot closer than I am right now. Because my main concern right now is, hey, painters, y'all need to get out of my house. Y'all need to go.
Yeah, y'all get the job done.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Literally, get the job done and move.
Yeah.
Out.
Well, I enjoy listening to your music.
They jam. they jam hard.
I told one the other day, he said, you mind if we listen to music? I said, mm-mm. And then he turned it up. I said, I have no idea what they're saying, but they sound like they're having a good time. Because it's all in Spanish. And I
love it.
I struggle with Spanish anyway. I really struggle when you add music and go fast.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and there's one that listens to like rock.
Yeah, Spanish. Apparently there's like Nickelback in Spanish or something, because that's what
Very
it reminded
interesting.
Me of. Yeah, it was bizarre.
He likes that Spanish metal. That's what he likes.
What's even weirder is he's the one that's got a very good understanding of the English language.
That's why he's.
I guess that's why he likes the alternative rock, but in Spanish, I don't know.
It's a wild ride.
It really is.
Can he come in?
My favorite part.
I got a question.
Look, here's my favorite part is there's like, it's like a crew of six or seven of them, and they're listening to like three different stations.
At the same time.
I got issues.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
It's very overstimulating.
Yeah. It's wild.
Because
you go room to room, and you go from like Mexican restaurant to punk rock concert to beach time, like Jimmy Buffett.
They need to have that bunch in the delivery room with all the music going.
A little mariachi band?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey,
them boys wouldn't know what to do.
They would. They'd come out dancing. Hey, and doctor raises his hand, don't you slap me. I'll knock you out.
I'm grooving, son.
Right, I'm in the groove. Don't mess with the groove, boy.
Oh,
don't you slap me. I don't think they do that anymore, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do. No questions asked. Hey, yes, sir.
That's just part of the tradition.
Okay.
You got to pop that butt to get them used to it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you ask them to do it twice?
Well, he's going to have to do it twice in your case.
Twins. But you haven't. We're at the end, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't been on bed rest, have you?
No, she hasn't put me, which is so weird.
You're one of those like really good pregnant people.
I guess so. It must be the height.
Might as well do it again.
Absolutely not.
That's the vole in her, boys.
I've always wanted to. I didn't think I was going to have them at the same time.
Two for one sale.
We got a BOGO, so I'm not going to push it. Literally.
Well, Martin, I got a guy.
Me too. Yeah. I went to high school with him.
You didn't go to high school with my guy. He looked like Santa Claus.
I talked to him the other day, asking if he made house calls.
That would be awesome.
I know, right?
I would pay extra for that.
I was willing to.
Yeah, that's a great
Surely idea. They can do it in the house, right?
I don't know, but he
I don't know that you want to.
Yeah, he preferred me to come to his office.
Yeah, stuff. It's not a great memory.
Yeah.
So you don't want to think about it every time you go in the kitchen. But it's okay. I mean, the aftermath was the best part. I mean, that's most fun weekend I've ever had.
There I'm just going to say that compared to pregnancy and childbirth.
I know, they're equal.
Brittany, I'm on your side.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. That's just a joke.
A joke he said.
I just like to do it to get a reaction out of it. I've tried to keep this loose and fun.
And it has helped.
The whole time, like, you know, obviously I know. I've watched you. I can tell we're at the wheelbarrow stage. Like you'd rather be rolled around than walk anywhere. And I completely understand it. Like,
I need my own stroller.
I get it. You know.
You got one with six seats somewhere.
Yeah.
But she said, she said 2 nights ago? She said, I need my pillow. I said, well, you know where it is. Knowing full well I was going to get up and get it, but I just did it to see how fast her head would snap.
No, and not to mention, he has told me countless times, let me know if you need your pillow, because it's a giant body pillow, like pregnancy pillow. It's kind of heavy.
Is it a pregnant pillow or a regular person size pillow?
No, it's a pregnancy pillow.
It's big.
Like, it's huge. It's big, takes up my whole body. I have to carry it on my shoulder and like.
As soon as she get done with it, it's coming to this side.
Ooh.
Absolutely not. I will forever use that pillow. Forever. He told me thousands of times, stop going to get the pillow. And then the one time I get the courage to tell him, hey, will you go get. He smarts off. Trust gone.
Martin.
There ain't no trust gone. You knew full well when you asked what I was going to say. Quit playing.
I should have seen it coming earlier.
Yeah. I mean, that's just part of the fun of it. I've tried to keep this as fun as we can, because this situation that we're in, aside from twins, I don't wish upon anybody, of remodeling your house and going through all this at one time. And so I've tried to keep it as light and entertaining as I can with such a heavy circumstance.
Yeah. Pregnancy is beautiful. We're very happy about the twins, but the remodel is what made that tricky.
Yeah, it's time to get back in our house.
Yeah, I'm looking at the remodel right now.
Yeah.
So I said, added on, all right?
Hey,
this is an addition.
Yeah.
A couple thousand square feet.
A couple of additions.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. But yeah, no, she's trying to say, she asked me, she said, they put two sheets up, one you can see through, one you can't. I'm thinking about taking that blue one down, just having a clear one. I said,
so you can see?
Yeah, because with a C-section, you don't get the opportunity to see your children be born.
As someone who has seen his children be born, it's not something I really enjoyed seeing.
It's not worth
it. I mean, I liked it, like, once they were like, here they are. Well, except for Carter, because that was a whole different story.
Yeah.
That was like, we're running him out. But the other two, it was like, hey, isn't this amazing? And I was like, can you hose that thing off real quick?
I was just, she asked me my thoughts. I said, no, I'd rather not see that. And she said, why? I said, well, look, I've gutted a lot of animals.
Yeah.
My understanding of how this works, I don't need to see the innards that lay below, like, you know, small intestine, large intestine.
I've never been part of a C-section.
Let's leave.
I don't know how you can't.
So leave.
It's a lot different when you're a human.
I would think, and this is totally guessing, because remember, I only filled out half the application to nursing school, so
yeah.
I don't have a clue. I would think all that's back behind all them kids, right?
I would, but once they're removed, I can't stop looking.
It's tunnel vision.
Because I'm a nerd and I'm curious. So then I'm be like, now hold on now, is that her spleen? Now look at that thing, would you? That's the pancreas? Oh man, that's tight.
I'd Google it, but I'm terrified.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
I did that after one of my surgeries, and I'd have never went if I'd have seen that. That's a bad deal.
I have often thought about, like, looking up how a C-section works, and then I was like, better not.
Well, the doctor, when my son and my wife, son's wife, had a C-section.
Yeah.
He said, well, you about ready to go, and let me just open you up like a cow.
That's what they do.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yo, but y'all got to talking there, and I'm saying, wait.
What hospital were you
y'all
at?
Just, y'all just brought out the curiosity to me. Why does all this stuff still work?
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, your intestines are, you stretch them out, they go for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, they're all just in a big ball. Well, guess what? There's two big balls kicking them things all the time.
That have those parts, too.
Yeah.
And those.
Yeah, and I'm looking at all this. And, wait a minute. How does all this work with all the changes that are going on?
That's wild, man.
This is insane.
Ain't it?
It's insane.
Which is why I kind of want to see it.
Wait till after if you're going to Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that prior.
That's
so maybe
only...
keep the sheet up and then Google it just so I know
what
happened.
I mean, if we want to, I can strap a chesty on the doctor.
I'm glad they never
I got a chest mount GoPro I use for fishing.
Well, they let some.
No, I'm glad my wife or the doctor didn't say, hey, you want to watch this?
They didn't ask.
No. You didn't have to tell them no?
Oh, no, because I wouldn't have told. I was going to tell them no.
I
watched my daughter get a little cut.
Oh, boy.
Drain some, you know. Just,
yeah. Si would have been up on the neurology floor recovering from the concussion.
Yeah.
Because he'd have just been out cold.
And that's so weird. As much as many animals that I've gutted, cleaned.
I was about to say, you're a hunter.
No.
But they're animals. They're food.
Yeah.
These are human.
You're a human.
Yeah.
Not
that's
food.
What I'm saying.
Oh, no. When that doctor laid that scalpel to my daughter's leg.
Yeah.
And it literally blew open like a firecracker.
Dang, like some Dr. Pimple Popper
stuff? No, I'm serious. Because it was infected and it had a lot of
blood. She had like an abscess or something? Like,
yeah.
I love those videos.
He didn't cut it. All he did was touch the skin and it...
Yeah, just lanced it.
Yeah, and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a weird problem with watching those kinds of
videos. On second thought, clear sheet, you're going to want to see this.
That's what I'm saying.
If that's how you're acting over a pimple.
No, my problem with it is this. I know I want to.
Well, no.
But then I'm afraid I'm going to go all nerdy, and then I'm going to really get to investigate
stuff.
Well,
no.
You're going to have to be calming me down. You're going to have to be, like, focused on me.
See, that's
well.
What I'm afraid of. I'll fail at that, too, because I'll be too interested.
He probably will.
You look like at the mirror on the roof.
You're like my daughter.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know about C-sections, but...
I took my daughter squirrel hunting. We get back and clean them. You know, and as soon as I open them up, she said, what's that? I said, that'd be the kidney. What's that up there? I said, that looked like the heart. Well, what's this? You know, well, that looks like the digestive system.
What happened when you got down there?
Hey, this was Dr. So-and-so right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you have a time with the squirrels and the bees?
Oh, hey, I guess. Oh. You know, Phil had his, you know, told us kids was crawfish.
Oh, yeah, he did that with Cole. Oh.
Yep.
I feel you. I'm right there with you.
I just had surgery to correct that.
He
looks great.
Yeah, I heard you had surgery and you look really good.
Oh no, and it helped a lot.
How was your trip?
The trip was here's one thing you don't ever want to do.
Uh-oh.
God did not create man to retire. You're not supposed to sit on your butt and do nothing. Because I did it for 2 days. That's that stupid implant. And it like to took me out.
I thought you.
I could not move.
Oh, so days. Oh, so you
I'm
just.
Talking about,
okay.
I'm talking about zombie.
Same. That's what's driving me crazy. No one will let me do anything.
No.
Won't let me do my own laundry, and I'm like, I can't just sit here. But I also can't do things because I can't breathe. It's very tricky. Contradiction.
Well, no.
It's very tricky.
Hey, when you can't breathe, you kind of get a little anxious.
Yeah, it's
when you're trying to.
Because you can't get a deep breath?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Why can't you get a deep breath? I got 2 5-pounders
just
crushing my lungs.
Crushing my lungs.
Yeah.
She's been going through them breathe right strips left and right, so I'm trying to keep them nostrils open.
Yes. I was borderline going to start wearing them during the day. Just, I don't even care anymore. I don't even.
Hey, when they first come out, football players wore them.
Yeah.
thinking that helped being out of shape, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
No. I love Breathe Right strips. They're my favorite now.
Hey, if it helps. It
use does. Code DUCK for no I'm just yeah. That's not
Can
true.
We get a sponsor for that?
Yeah, whatever gets me oxygen in my lungs.
Yeah, I'll take it. Lord have mercy.
That's good stuff.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I hate it when I laugh because I feel like Santa Claus. Because you're out of big boy.
Because you jiggle, jiggle.
Ho!
It's a ho, ho. It's a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch yourself. That's fun, eh?
Don't pee.
I know. Don't make me pee. Oh. That's the crazy thing, too, is you can go pee. And then you sneeze or something, literally right afterwards, and there's more pee. It just doesn't.
It never ends.
Yeah.
It never ends. Well, dear, look, we're down here to the end of this. What I need, what's the one thing, because we're at the miserable stage.
For sure.
And by we, I mean her, because I'm not going to act like I've done anything.
Which is good for twins, though. We made it all the way to almost 35 weeks.
Amen. I agree.
Before I was miserable.
I have been nothing but shocked. So
same.
I mean, because you got two of them. It made me realize that one of them, you may have carried that rascal about 45 weeks.
They'd have come out with a full head of teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, they ready.
Hey, Mom.
How creepy.
Come out talking, you know. But what's the one thing you're going to miss about this experience? I'm just curious.
Feeling them move.
Inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's weird. It never gets old. Like, it's weird every time it happens, but I love feeling them, especially with when they like are moving to each other. You know, like I feel like they're kicking each other.
I was about to say, that's called, like, that's called fighting.
Yeah. You can fight in there, but when you get out this womb. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do that too.
We're going to have to separate them. But that's it.
Good stuff.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
I can't even lie.
You do get to, like, just eat ice cream with reckless disregard.
True. Okay, so two things.
Diet plan out the window.
And it doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, and people are really nice to you when you're pregnant.
Are they?
Yeah, like people, like, out. Like people that you don't, of course, the people I know.
Do people touch your belly that you don't know?
Yes, that kind of irritates me.
That's fine. I would think
I don't mind.
It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
But it could at any moment.
Yeah. Most people just avoid me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't ever come up looking
Nobody
to touch
wants
me.
To touch my belly.
I don't mind it when it's friends and family. Like, touch my belly all day long. That I don't care. But if I don't know you, maybe you should ask first.
Maybe
you should just ask.
Or maybe you should just admire from afar.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't have to say anything because a lot of people will say.
Whatever it is, they always say the wrong thing.
What's the weirdest thing someone has said to you? They're not listening.
Probably. And this was like maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I was out walking. And a random guy walking the other direction was like, you could pop any day now. And I was like, still got a little ways to go. Yeah. But thank you.
But there's two of them, so.
Like, that's hilarious.
Maybe you should have just walked on by.
Yeah, maybe you should have just kept going, Chief. Yeah.
I don't ever say anything.
No.
Just hello. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Well, the worst one
is. You look miserable.
Hey.
About to pop. Hey,
you picked up.
I would have just said it after you walked by.
You picked up a little weight since the last time I saw you.
I mean.
Yeah, you idiot. I'm pregnant.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of stuff every day that I see idiots, and I don't, I think, but I don't say.
Yeah.
I don't know why people have
they
the.
They feel like they can say that to a pregnant lady. No problem.
And why do you feel the need to vocalize it?
Yeah.
Just say, whatever joke you thought was fun in your head, keep it in there. It saved me a lot of trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
But I generally let it fly because she's my wife. But, you know, in general, in public, I can look and think something. I don't necessarily have to say it. It's it's wild like that.
Mm-mm. But then I'll say, oh, well, it's twins. Because I got that comment a lot, not just from that guy. Like, a lot of people have said that to me repeatedly. And it was early on, like, I still had 3 or 4 months, but then I'm like, oh, it's twins. And then they're like, oh, well, you are just carrying those so well. I'm like, okay. Well,
you don't switch on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just carry on, girl.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, you.
Lord.
That sort of scratches out the comment you made before, but.
You're just carrying those so yeah. well.
Oh, since it's two, well, you're doing real good.
I've always wanted her to just look at somebody and say, no, I'm not pregnant. When they say it, just to watch them crawfish.
I should have, yeah. Missed opportunity.
You still got a chance. Yeah. You're technically still pregnant.
That's what my wife said when she was having a little, she said, oh, I've just got a little fever and all this.
She
was having morning sickness, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, she had been told by all the experts, you'll never have children, you're a villain.
I was told the same thing.
No. So anyway, you know, so I kept telling her, it took me 14 hours to convince me to marry her, you know. And,
to convince you to marry her or convince her to marry you?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, because she'd seen me with kids, you know, and so she was that. And then our next door neighbor, who was our best friend at the time, Sharon, Sharon's life, she said, you're not having morning sickness for nothing, darling. You're pregnant.
Yes.
And she said, Sharon, I've done told you. I've said, you know.
I can't have kids.
Yeah, I can't have kids. So it kept going. And then finally, Sharon just finally says, hey, guess what we're doing tomorrow, Miss Christine? You know? And she said, what? She said, I'm taking you to the doctor. I'm tired of you here. And I'm like, no, I ain't pregnant. I just got a little fever. So,
yeah. Hey, on her, like, in
that's
her
like
defense,
the exact opposite of us. She could have sworn she was pregnant. I said, no, you're crazy.
Because nothing made sense. I was like, this is my, you know, when your whole body is off. But I was told also through my whole life that if I did get pregnant, it was going to be high risk. It was going to be hard to carry, but most likely I wasn't going to get pregnant. And then,
yeah,
here we are 35 weeks later with two, and you're about to go for a run.
Yeah, you got to think, Justin and I have
been looking at the wrong powers to be.
Exactly, though.
I know someone up there.
I feel almost stupid for putting all my trust in them by saying that, because we've been together for close to 10 years, and everybody was about to give up on us. But I had not told people that that was going to be a hard thing for me to do, like get pregnant. So my mom was like, come on, y'all going to give me some grandbabies? His mom, my dad, everybody.
And here we are, two in one shot.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It's not the first time Martin's done that. And with babies, it is.
Yeah, babies.
I was watching a show, and I wish I had recalled exactly what they said, but it's called about, hey, God's never, he's always on time.
Yes. Has to be, because
okay,
this is the last thing we ever.
Yeah. You know what he wasn't?
Huh?
A contractor.
Ba-doom. Well, hey, they're never on time. And the cost is never what they say it's going to be. It's going to be bigger.
Ba-doom.
Every time.
Yeah, every time. But yeah. God is always.
I told
always,
him we'll never do this ever
God
again.
Is always on time.
Amen. Yes.
Well, you'll never be pregnant with twins and remodel a house again?
Ever.
God's got a sense.
Or
just the, or,
10,
the, or the last.
Do not recommend.
Hey, don't ever say never. Because I did that. Because I did a joke about getting married on April Fool's Day. And then 7 days later,
it happened.
It happened.
And if you get pregnant
Sharon,
with twins again, you're going to need a bigger house.
Sharon looked at me and said, oh, is God going to get
bite
you for that?
If I get pregnant with twins again, I'm sweating. Made me sweat.
We get pregnant with twins again, one of them going to have to be named Jesus.
Yeah, because my chances of getting twins again is like 80%. One, just because I've already gotten pregnant with twins, and then my age.
My sister was kind of a similar story, and she got pregnant again, but it was just one.
It was just one?
But that one's crazy enough for all of them. She's crazier than the two twins put together.
No.
She fits in with my family really well. It's just wild.
What's even wilder is, like, I was out messing with the yard and mess the other day while they were there working, and our neighbors come over, and they have twins. They're 19, 18, 19, something. Boy, girl. And then, but they just found out they're having twin grandchildren.
They're firstborn.
I said, there's something going on in this neighborhood now.
They're the water.
Got to be the water boy.
Yeah, don't come drink that.
Yeah, don't go in there.
No, stay on that bottled water. Yeah. I don't know. Hey. Don't come around there, son, unless you want a pair of them.
West Monroe water will get you.
It will get you.
I guess it's coming straight out the paper mill. I don't know.
That brown color should have warned us.
Yeah.
That's here sweet we tea are. Water.
We drank it anyway.
But bottoms up. You know, I mean, I don't know.
It's all the mercury in the fish in the river, too.
Man, when I first moved here and I saw what came out of the faucet.
Hey, hold on. We're not going to bash our water here.
I was like, why is it this color?
We can't all be volunteers.
Well, that's people that don't understand. I mean, we got to get ours from the ground. We ain't got no reservoirs around here that fill ours up.
Yeah, they told me.
We're at the bottom of the river.
Yeah, so that's all y'all stuff.
Hey, my wife said, go take a bath. I went in there and turned on the bath water and, you know, put the cork in there. And I looked and I said, I'm cleaning that.
It looks like sweet tea.
I said, pull the plug and said, I ain't taking a bath.
I said, water. I'm cleaning that.
I'm cleaning that.
And he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
And you then
come visit West Monroe.
Yeah. You'll love it.
It's great.
Hey, it's a lovely place to live.
You'll love it. Sportsman's paradise.
That's right. Sportsman's paradise.
For 2 months a year.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
And then we're going to get in that mailbox.
What if there's three?
Bite your...
Johnny D.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can just tell you right now, if there is, it's going to be Owen party of seven or however many. That would, six, whatever that puts.
Y'all moving in with us?
No, I'm dropping one off. No, hey, I'm prepared for two.
They ain't moving in. They're just going to drop one off.
Trying to decide what I prefer.
And we're going to skirt.
Yeah. You're it.
I don't think me and like a little Brittany yelling at our TV about football would be a good. So I need one of the boys.
Come
for
on.
Sure.
It would be so much fun.
Just, yeah.
You need a me? You need a chill person? Yeah,
There's enough high energy at our house.
Oh.
Yelling at Jameis. Okay, we're not getting on that. Oh, go Balls. Go.
Yeah.
Rocky Top. Anyway, Martin.
Here we go.
We had a guy come by the other day.
We did. His name, Alyssa and Justin from East Tennessee.
From East Tennessee. Go Balls.
What a good place.
They live on Watch Bar. No, he actually said Watch Bar. So
that's how you know he's really from Tennessee.
He's obviously heard me reference that lake because that's about what it is. It's a major gar, but it's beautiful. Just hanging.
He dropped off some presents.
But he did. He dropped me off some presents. Dropped us off some presents. Some Tennessee onesies for
They're
the boys.
So cute.
And in 2 weeks, them Vols play them Tigers. So
wait.
Yes.
I might have prematurely jumped the ship. No. Oh, well, I'm a Vol now.
No, trust me, they will
you
be.
Can't go
LSU.
Back. You're in now.
Go Vols.
They will beat LSU. 100%. But he handed me a note, or there was a note in the bag, and, you know, it was just congratulating us on this. But he also said, if you have time, I have one question. My wife and I have been married 1 year come the 25th, which was yesterday. So happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
That's tight.
Oh, because they were going on a cruise.
Yeah, they're going on a cruise for their anniversary. So happy anniversary. We both travel for work. She is an ICU nurse, and he is a travel electrician. We both make good money, which is great, but we see each other only 2 days a week, which is hard for us, and we aren't able to do as much with church and volunteering with different things in the church as we'd like. Now it's just here and there. All of this has gotten me down, and I don't feel as close to God as I was. I feel like I'm just so busy. I'm running everywhere and can't find time to do more. How do I keep growing in Christ and stay on fire for the Lord when I feel so down for not being able to surround myself with the church people and I'm barely around my wife? Please pray for us. So, Alyssa and Justin, first off, we will pray for you. Thank you so much for the gifts as well. 1 year marriage, it gets better. I'll say that. If you'd ask us after a year, we'd probably be like, yeah, okay, all right, cool.
It was hard.
Yeah, that was fun.
Neat.
Yeah, neat. We learned to live with another human of the opposite sex.
It's weird.
It's wild. So wild.
It's insane.
It is that. But here we are.
But it's great also.
Oh, absolutely. We're approaching year eight. I mean, we're halfway done with seven, on our way to eight. And I will say, that's one thing Godwin kept telling us. Godwin and Paula kept telling us, it gets better. And
it really does.
And it does. It gets better. You learn how to deal with each other. And you learn how to handle things and keep things in the right stage. But as far as being busy, man, I don't know what to tell you about that. That is tough, but it's the world in which we live in now.
And here's the problem. Management.
Time management.
Time management.
Yeah.
That's all you're facing. That's all we all face. Okay. It never fails. You never have enough time to do all the things you would like to do.
Yeah.
So that's where the trouble comes in. You've got to make a decision on what's important and what you're going to spend your time on.
Right.
Yeah. And with you wanting to volunteer and figuring out, there are ways to volunteer with church programs and churches that don't involve you being there. Writing curriculum, doing online Bible studies. There's all kinds of things.
And you might volunteer on a Tuesday morning to mow the yard or something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Sunday morning. But I did meet these people.
Mm-hmm.
They swung by and they were really nice people. And I think one thing that you're not taking into consideration is like you were on your way to a cruise. So you're doing that right. Like whenever you both have time, take your vacations together and get away and focus on each other while you can and you don't have kids.
Exactly.
And then, you know, in 7 years, you'll probably look like Brittany and Martin, who at year one, it was like, ooh, and now year seven, like, look at these smiling faces across from us.
Look at us making
And it. even in year one, I would say, we're incredibly busy now without kids. We're going to be busy with kids. But I would say year one, we were even busier than we are now. Duck Dynasty was still going on.
Yeah, we never saw each other.
It was.
And I had just moved here.
Yeah. We were separate living in the same place, not even as travel nurses. Because
very hard.
Tearing down the fourth wall, so I can tell you, Johnny D can tell you from a couple episodes, you worked 60 hours a week to make 22 minutes of television.
Uh-huh.
We worked 60 hours a week. And so really and truly, it was looked like come home, eat a quick dinner, whatever that was, go to bed. And then on the weekends, the show was so popular, we were traveling, speaking, doing all kinds of things, which we still do. And I love it. It's just not at that pace that it was now. So every time, like even now when I feel like, man, I'm so busy, I look back and I'm like, I ain't near as busy as I was about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Well, and I feel that too, because I was with Willie everywhere. So I mean, at the beginning of me and Allison's marriage, I was like, all right, see you later. I'm gone for a few days. And so this is a good time to do that for you guys. Like, you can travel now. You don't have kids.
Bankroll that money. Don't spend it.
And that was kind of part of one of the reasons I was attracted to leaving Duck Commanders, crazy as it sounded, was because I was kind of I was tired of getting on airplanes every weekend and telling my kid, hey, have fun at your soccer game. I'm going to be in Wyoming with Willie.
Yeah.
And so that while you have time to travel, do it and work hard. And then in a few years, when y'all decide to have kids, you'll be able to slow down and you'll be able to
throw your anchor out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
especially since you're young.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you both have jobs that can be done anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so right now you're probably making more money because you're traveling, which is a great thing.
Well, and I know it says a lot in there too. Now I know where they're from, Watts Bar. There's not a lot of industry around Watts Bar Lake. Mm-hmm. You're an hour, solid hour, from Chattanooga, which would be a decent sized city. I mean, Chattanooga's a pretty big city, but up here on the lake, there ain't a lot going on, which is one of the reasons they probably have to travel to find work.
Yeah.
But other than that, the biggest city around is probably that little city called Cleveland or something, which is probably smaller than West Monroe, really and truly. I mean, it's a
LeBron James Cleveland?
No, Cleveland, Tennessee.
I'm just kidding. That was a Cleveland
city. I mean,
the opposite of that.
Yeah, I get why they travel to work, because to find steady,
good
pay, I'm sure they have to.
And but then in a few years, if y'all want to, you know, find
you want to go to work in Cleveland, live on the lake, then when you got kids, so they can be little river rats and everything else. I mean, I think it's all in due timing. Don't rush through the season you're in because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because uncomfortability brings growth and change, and so don't rush through it. Now I admire you for wanting to spend more time with your wife and with your family and all those things, but just that time's coming. Trust me, that time is coming. You just have to get through this season of life to where when you do those things, it doesn't hurt you financially, spiritually, physically, whatever. Just I always say it, man, work while you're young. I'm a big believer in cash in on the back end. Like, If you want to, you know what, you wake up and you're 55 and you're a traveling electrician and you look out there on that lake and say, boy, I bet them crappies is biting. And you know what you do? You go put your boat in the water and you go crappie fishing. That's way cooler than doing it right now when you're 25.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to have nicer stuff.
You're going to have nicer stuff. Right now, your back don't hurt. If you still got to go crawl on that roof and run them wires at 55, you hurting.
Yeah.
You don't bend like you used to and things like that. But Alyssa, Justin, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the gifts.
Yes, thank
y'all
you.
Y'all are incredible. Them. And, man, put some fish in Watts Bar. That place would be really fun if it just had some in it.
You're so mean to that lake.
He is so mean to that lake.
It's a beautiful lake.
Stock them, boy. Stock them.
Hey, Brittany's super. By the way, I ran into him. I handed Brittany the bag, and she was so excited.
Like, yeah.
I was.
She was so excited about all Tennessee onesies.
Hey, if you want to know how excited she was, she sat down her Chick-fil-A bag to open that bag. That ain't happened in months.
No.
I'm just telling you that.
I got Chick-fil-A on my way. I should have brought you some.
Look at her.
Mm. Yeah, not much is going to separate me from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, whatever the highest member level on that app is, we got to be like double star that. We got to be like a 3-star general.
Oh, I have at the Chick-fil-A. The points that I've accrued are just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, when you have two kids, you're going to start accruing them even more.
Yeah.
It's the only place my kids eat.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's...
Are we going to call this an episode?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
I'm super afraid that I did the exact same Bible verse the last time Brittany was here.
Hey, let me just tell you something right now. We could all stand to read that book 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
But I'm doing it again.
If we run it back.
I'm doing it again just because it reminds me of them old Martin boys. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return for their labor. If they stumble, the first will lift up his friend, but woe to anyone who is alone when he falls, and there was no one to help him get up. Again, if two lie close together, they will keep warm. How can only one stay warm? If someone attacks one of them, the two of them together will resist. Furthermore, the tri-braided cord is not soon broken.
I just love it.
Yep. It's tough, but...
When I read that to him, I'll probably take out that part about the resisting.
They're going to be together forever.
I know. They're going to be best friends.
And that's what's really cool about twins.
Yeah.
They're going to have each other for life, go through everything together.
Even when we're gone, they'll have each other.
Yep.
That took
a quick turn. Good grief. We got a long time before that.
We're going to have to go eventually.
And speaking of, Brittany's ready to go. So
we got to head to the doctor's office.
So. Yeah.
Mama, let me know what they say. Tell your mama to let me know what they say.
She has officially taken over that job.
Yeah, she is she's communications liaison, but we'll see y'all.
I'm working on it.
We'll see y'all next time right here in the duck call room.
With twins.
Who knows? We may have some additions to talk about.
Next time Brittany's here, there's going to be twins.
That's 100%. Crazy.
That's wild. All right, we'll see y'all. We're out.